Hey, Mujer, it's Micaela, host of the Fearless Mujer podcast. What is the Fearless Mujer? It is a space for the mujer who ever felt rejected, misunderstood, and without a seat at the table. If you are ready to renew your mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve you, and you're ready to be inspired to fearlessly pursue the dreams on your heart, then I invite you for a virtual cup of cafecito. You can listen to the Fearless Mujer on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and wherever you podcast.
Get on the Scaredy Cats. Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Scaredy Cats podcast, where we talk about everything scary, such as true crime, conspiracy theories, and more.
Yes, and for those of you who are new here, we are your hosts, Sway and Liz. You can find us on all social media platforms at swayliz.yt. And also make sure you guys do follow us on our podcast pages so we can interact with you guys some more.
Yes, guys. And quick fun fact, if you didn't know, the reason we have YT in there is because we started our social media journey with YouTube.
Yes, it was our first little stepping stone.
Yeah, it was first step. Stone, but guys, it's officially spooky season. Like, I'm so excited that it's October.
It's almost like we've been waiting for this all year. But you know, the only thing about, like, you know, when it comes to this time of year, it goes by so fast. And it makes me so mad because these are the months that I wish we can have some more time with.
The whole month of October, that's like my favorite month. Like, I love fall, I love Halloween, I love watching, like, you know, Halloween movies. Just like the vibes, like the horror movies that come out during this time.
Well, you know, it's funny.
It's just a fun time because you get to go to pumpkin patches.
It is. And like, we honestly, the week before October starts, we start watching Halloween movies like right away. And we just watched Beetlejuice this weekend. Mm. And this was his first time watching it. And honestly, like, in my head, I was like, yeah, this is an awesome movie. And it was good, but it was odd.
It's kind of odd.
Weird, but yeah. I was just, you know, like, this is, you know, it's a little starter to get into the month.
We even went to the pumpkin patch last week. And it was like the last week of freaking September.
Yeah.
We always do that. We always start going to like pumpkin patches and stuff like that, even if it's not October.
We always start a week in advance.
Honestly, sipping on some pumpkin spice and all that sounds really good right now.
It does, guys.
Should have gotten some coffee before this.
I know. With that being said, guys, you already know the drill. Get yourself some snacks and turn off the lights because today we are going to be talking about one of the most creepiest Mexican urban legends, and that is La Llorona, also known as the Weeping Woman. I swear to God, guys, when I was younger, this woman would terrify me.
Guys, my mom and dad would like traumatize me with the Llorona, the Cucuy, even I remember back in California, when I lived in California, my parents would like scare me with the chupacabras and stuff.
Oh yeah.
And I was so terrified of the Llorona, I'm not even gonna lie.
Right?
And for those who don't know who the Llorona is, we are actually going to be talking about her backstory and how she ended up the way she did. And for our Spanish listeners, you already know how our parents used to traumatize us back when we were kids, that the Llorona was gonna get us and stuff like that.
Honestly, I was always so scared of her. But what's crazy is that when I was younger, I was actually in a play. And I played Llorona when she was younger. Mm. And my sister played her when she was a teenage version. And then one of our like good friends played her, you know, when she was older. It was just so crazy because I remember like being in that play and I was scared of the story. But just playing that part, I felt like weird, you know? And there's a part where she screamed, you know, when she's like weeping, you know, and stuff like that. The main lady, she screamed, and like honestly, like, I got chills on my spine. I was like, I never want to know about this lady again.
Guys, and quick fact, if you guys haven't seen the, like, I think it's the first minute of the Wednesday Addams movie,
how they
play the Llorona song in there.
Yeah, in the background. It was so cool. Yeah. Honestly, it fit the vibe so well.
One thing that does make me mad, why do we have to wait till November 23rd to watch that Wednesday Addams
movie?
You'd
think it'd come out right now.
Yeah, like this is off topic from the Llorona, but why do we have to wait that long?
I don't know. It makes no sense.
It should have came out during October, during spooky season.
It would make like, more why? Sense, yeah.
But let me tell you a story real quick. Both my mom and dad were born in Mexico. And when I told them that we were going to do a podcast episode on the Llorona, they started telling me like all these stories they had about her. And both of them, the stories they told me, like, they were scary. Like, the story my dad told me gave me chills. I'm going to tell you this story real quick before we get into the whole backstory of the Llorona. But my dad's dad used to own a bakery. It was a big bakery in Mexico. One time my dad said, when he stayed late to close up the bakery, you know, like he was cleaning the pans, you know, making sure everything's closed down and ready for the next day. He closed down the bakery. Him and my uncle went to go watch scary movies at their friend's house, and this was like late. So they went to go watch a scary movie, and after the movie was done, all their friends started, you know, heading back to their houses. So my dad and my uncle started heading down to the bakery, and which was like, I would say at least like 20 houses down. Like, that's like how far the bakery was, maybe a little more. But when they kept walking, they were walking with some of their friends, and some of their friends went in the opposite direction. Out of nowhere, they hear like this loud screech, and it wasn't the Llorona yet. It was their friends screaming and running back to their direction, like telling them to run because there's a lady in a white dress, so-and-so the Llorona, chasing after them. And my dad's all like, stop messing around, you know, like, we just got done watching a scary movie. Oh, you're trying to prank us right now so we can get scared. We're not gonna fall for your jokes, you know? And my dad basically was convinced that his friends were trying to prank him and scare him because they just got done watching a creepy movie. So my dad didn't believe him, and he kept walking with my uncle and the rest of his friends, and they were like sprinting. The other kids that were passing by them, they're like, run, run, run. And my dad didn't listen. And my dad said, like, out of nowhere, he started like hearing somebody crying, like a lady crying. But what he said was weird is that when the lady was crying, you could hear it from all directions. Like, if it was coming from, like, your right side, yeah, left side, in front of you and behind you. But it sounded like it was getting closer and closer and closer, but you would hear it from all these opposite directions, which would kind of confusing my dad, like, what the heck, like, this sounds weird.
Yeah,
he said that out of nowhere he turns around, and there was this lady. She was glowing in like a white, like, white glow, and she was walking towards him, but you couldn't see her feet or anything.
Like, she was, like, drifting.
Yeah, like where her feet were at is kind of like if she was standing on a cloud. He said that half of her face was covered, and the other half of her face was kind of like wrinkly.
Ooh.
And wrinkly, but he said it was weird. He said it was wrinkly, but it looked like a young lady. People like that have lived in Mexico, you know, like
they have countless stories about, yeah,
the Llorona. Like, this is not something that just got brought up right now. Like, this is from ages ago. So what happens, my dad like looked back, and he like started getting scared because it's like this thing's actually appeared right in front of him, and it started like reaching towards him and saying, like, my kids. Like, when the Llorona like starts weeping for her kids, she says, so she started leaping in to like grab my dad and my uncle. So my dad and my uncle started sprinting. While they were running, it was downhill. My uncle fell and started rolling and broke his shoulder.
Oh my god.
Not his shoulder, his elbow. So my dad like ran back to pick him up, and he like put him on his shoulders and he started running, and he kept hearing like the weeps coming from every direction. And his grandpa and uncle heard, so they came down from the bakery and they started like praying and all that. And out of nowhere, he said what was weird, that it kind of like, it looked fake in a way, because when they started praying, the Llorona kind of like stopped, like right in her tracks, like, you know, when you stop a car, like, yeah, push the brakes really hard, and how that movement looks.
Yeah,
he said that's kind of how like the Llorona stopped, and then they started praying, and she just like vanished into like thin air, like smoke.
What the heck? The power of a prayer.
Yeah, that was the story that my dad told me about it. And then the one that my mom told me, we're gonna be talking about it later on, but it's just as creepy. And if you guys have any stories that your parents have told you about the Lloronas, comment it on our Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook.
Yes, because we definitely want to hear these guys. Yeah. But legend goes that about 500 years ago, there was a woman named Maria. It was said that she was a very beautiful looking woman who was on a mission to find the most handsomest man to become her husband. Soon after, she ended up finding a rich, handsome man whom she married, and soon after that, they would have two kids.
So there are many versions to this story, one being that Maria, aka La Llorona, found her husband cheating on her, and the other one being that her husband took her kids away from her, which made her, you know, go all crazy. But the one that I'm most familiar with is a different version, and that's the one that we're going to be talking about today. This is how the story goes. Maria became resentful towards her two kids due to the relationship her kids had with her husband. It made her feel like rejected and left out of the family, so that caused Maria to, like, you know, lose her freaking, like, her marbles. She started going crazy.
This honestly bothered her so much that she drowned her own two kids out of jealousy. Her husband ended up catching her after she had drowned the kids, and she immediately snapped out of it and started weeping. She then would drown herself on purpose.
Yeah. It starts like literally off the bat. Like, this is how her story starts. It's like she wants to look for like a handsome man, and just once everything happens, you know, fast forwarding to when she has kids, she just drowns them. But after that, it's said that her restless soul continues to look over her children. But in reality, she is looking over young kids to take as her own and drown them. And it's just like my mom and dad's story, you know? Numerous people have claimed to have heard her weeping and even screaming. I can't even imagine, like, the terror going through my body hearing those
like
screams.
Like some lady screaming, like, in the background. Heck, like, imagine no.
Those goosebumps. Like, you're just walking home from work and all that, and it's just like, I just... I can't. Crazy. Like, that would freak me out. But some of these people have stated that they only have heard her desperately crying. And others have, you know, encountered her saying, "Ay, mis hijos," like my kids.
Yeah.
My parents have told me stories where they have heard both. So I believe either one of these, you know. I believe either one of these statements. Quick question for you, babe. Let me put you in a scenario. You know, we live in the U.S. So say you went to Mexico.
Uh-huh.
You know, you went on a little trip to visit some family or just on a quick vacation. And you're, like, getting ready to sleep. You know, you're like, I'm gonna leave the windows cracked open to let this, you know, fresh air from the ocean come in. And you start hearing weeps and cries, and it sounds kind of ghostly. How would you react?
I would just probably be, like, frozen in fear because I wouldn't even know what to do. I'd probably right away grab some kind of rosary or something, and I'd just cover myself up because I want nothing to do with the lady because, honestly, just even if I heard her scream or I saw her, I'd act like I saw nothing. I'd act like I heard nothing because I'm just going to be like, okay, you are not, like, existing right now in this life.
I feel like that's the common, like, answer. I would just cover myself.
Yeah, I would, because I mean, if I ran, she'd catch me. So why am I gonna run if this lady's gonna, you know, get me?
Yeah,
might as well stay in one place but cover myself.
Honestly, I would do the same thing. I would, like, grab a Bible, a rosary, whatever's next to me, and just start praying.
I would, you know, start praying
hopefully,
like crazy.
Hopefully Jesus comes down and saves me, because
baby Jesus, hear me out.
I know I would be trembling, like, I would be shaking.
Well, it's kind of crazy, too, because it is said that if you hear the Llorona and it sounds far away, she is actually very close to you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hear her closely, she is actually far away. And it is said that she does this in order to confuse her victims. Yeah. Just like your dad said in his story, it almost sounded like, you know, it was surrounding him. Yeah. So, like, just imagine you're walking down, you know, walking down some kind of path, and out of nowhere, you're surrounded by this lady's scream.
Yeah.
You know, like, oof.
That's kind of trippy, man. Like, you hear it close and she's far, and you hear it far and she's close.
Yeah.
That's scary, right? That's some scary stuff right there. Do you guys want to hear something even creepier? This is an actual story. All the facts that we're telling you guys are from, you know, reliable sources. But this story is so creepy, guys. It started on September 12th a las 3 de la mañana, 3 in the morning. A guy in Mexico was working a night shift at his job, and he started to record some odd noises that sounded like tire screeches at first. But the odd thing is that there were no cars nearby. Like, he was recording this whole thing. He kept recording, and those tire screeches were, like, later turned into weeps. Like, slowly, it started, like, converting. You know how, like, tire screeches sound like kind of like a scream?
Yeah.
Yeah, it like, started sounding like a weep, somebody crying. It's said to be, like, the most legit footage and audio capture of La Llorona that was taken.
And that, but, look, now when I hear a tire screech, I'm just going to think
her. But what people were saying, they were commenting a lot on the video that it could have been a dog. But in the recording, you can hear the dogs. You can totally tell the difference. Like, there's dogs barking and howling, and then you can hear the difference from that sound, and it sounds like an actual, like, lady crying. So we're gonna go ahead and let you guys hear the audio. We're gonna put a little clip in, and after, we're gonna see what you guys' thoughts are.
Oye, Rafael, ¿estás oyendo eso, güey?
No mames, si se escucha.
Puta madre, güey. Puto la mente de los pichos perros, güey. Ah, su puta madre. La neta ya me está dando miedo, güey. No mames. Vamos a ver las bodegas, no mames. Puta madre. Puta madre, ya me di escalofrío. A ver, vamos para allá, güey. La neta ya me está dando miedo, güey.
All right, babe. So, what do you think?
Honestly, like, it does really sound like her.
Yeah.
Like, I would probably immediately, like I said, when I hear tire screeches, I'm just going to think she's nearby.
Yeah, honestly, like, I don't know, guys. That the audio, like, creeped me out.
Yeah.
It does sound very legit, and I don't know, like, what it could be. I don't know if it's, like, fake or not, but I'm just going to go ahead and believe it, you know, because anything with the Llorona, I just feel like it's true. Like,
right?
That lady's scary. I don't even want to talk bad about that lady's name because I don't want her to appear and come and, like, randomly haunt me all the way in the United States. Talking about late nights, my mom told me a story of the first time she heard and saw La Llorona. My mom was about 12 years old, and they stayed at their abuelita's house. And their abuelita's house is in the middle of nowhere. You know, like, those houses where kind of, like, out in the farms?
Yeah.
You know how there's a house in, like, one area, and then far, far down, there's another house in another area?
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Her grandma lived in, like, out in the fields in a small little house. They had no bathroom inside the house. So they built, like, a little path to go outside where a shed, and they did like an outhouse, mm-hmm, where you go to the bathroom outside. And the creepy thing is that in her backyard, it's nothing but like woods, like big trees. It meant that's just creepy.
That,
like,
would be,
I'm
creepy.
Scared. I'm scared of outhouses to begin with.
I would never. Honestly, I'd be like, I'm just gonna hold it at this point.
Yeah, remember that one footage of when a guy went to the outhouse and he got, like, scratched by a bear?
Oh, yeah.
His butt got scratched, yeah, by a bear because the bear got stuck in the freaking
toilet.
It
was down there, yeah.
That's my biggest fear, like a freaking bear, a snake biting me. But yes, the bathroom was in the middle of the woods, basically. So her grandma, you know, rounded up all the kids. It was my mom, her two sisters, and her two brothers. So it was five kids in total. She, like, rounded up all the kids, and she's like, before it gets too late, because I don't like going outside during late nights because it creeps me out, if any of you guys need to go to the bathroom, now is the time, because we're not gonna get up in the middle of the night to go. So she rounded up all the kids, you know, they all put their shoes on, their coats on, and they started following the little path. She said my grandma got, like, a little, like, candle, and they were just walking down the woods. She said as they were getting closer and closer to the shed, they kept seeing, like, something glowing, like if the moon was, like, creeping through the leaves. And as they got closer, they started hearing weeps. What's crazy is that my mom said the same thing, that the weeps started coming from all directions. My mom said what kind of, like, shook her and realized that this thing was real is that when they got closer, there was a white figure. And again, like, the bottom of it where her feet were, it kind of was, like, cloudy. But my mom said that she could see somewhat her feet, and she could clearly see her half of her face, her dress, and that she was rocking back and forth crying. And the branch was bouncing.
What the heck?
That's what made her know that it was legit, because the branch was bouncing and it was creaking. Mm-hmm. And she was rocking back and forth crying. And then she started saying, like, my kids, my kids. And my mom said that her grandma freaked out, like, totally freaked out. Like, she said that she had, like, she just pulled out a Bible, like if she had it, like, on strap or something, like a freaking,
she was in the ready back and of her prepared pocket.
She just pulled out a Bible and a little bottle of holy water, started reading the Bible and, like, spraying the water. And out of nowhere, the thing just looked up at them and vanished again like smoke. Like you said, the power of a prayer.
Yeah, the
but
power of a prayer.
What I started laughing when my mom told me the story, because it, like, my grandma literally had her freaking
Bible and holy water, and,
like she had it ready.
Yeah,
she's like I'm prepared.
This. If anything happens, I got this.
They've told me more creepier stories. If you guys want to hear it, let us know, but honestly, I would be shooketh.
I would too. But you know what? Something that actually creeps me out is that if you hear La Llorona at night, you will wake up the next morning super sick. So mm-hmm. The symptoms are shivers, fevers, bad nightmares. And honestly, like, this is, I've never heard anybody talk about this. So I find this one, like, you know, this fact kind of interesting.
Yeah. And my mom said that the next morning they actually woke up feeling super sick and nauseous.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's why I was saving that part until we said this.
Yeah.
But so did my dad. He said that throughout the night they had nightmares and they had the like shivers.
I wonder if it's like almost like her presence is like exhausting, sickening. Like, yeah, sickening, that's a good word. Yeah, it kind of drains your energy in a way or something. I don't know, I find that kind of interesting.
Yeah, guys, but what is crazy is that the next story that we're going to be talking about is very similar to that. There was a girl who was about 10 years old, and she lived in a small house in Guerrero, Mexico, with just her mom, her sister, and her older brother. Her older sister at the time was 16, and She said that she was going to go out with some friends and told her mom that she was going to be back at 10. You know, the girl that told the story said that her and her brother fell asleep and they later will wake up to their mom telling them that they need to put their shoes on and everything because they need to go pick up her sister because it was midnight already and she hasn't shown up.
It's kind of crazy because the most terrifying part about the story is that once they got their shoes on, they were about to get ready to leave when they suddenly started to hear someone crying. It later then turned out to be, you know, like a louder cry, and the person said, "Ay, mis hijos." All three of them got scared, so they locked their doors and headed under the bed. And the story states that when they started to hear the weeps, they were coming from all different angles. And this is, you know, what we kept emphasizing in the story, is that she comes from everywhere.
Yeah.
They started to pray, and out of nowhere, they were loud banging at the door. The handle started jiggling, and the cry started to get louder and louder.
They then would get up and look through the window, and what they saw was La Llorona.
This kind of gripped me already. Yeah. Just imagine your door like boom, boom, boom.
And then the handle jiggling. Yeah. And then you look outside and like it's the Llorona. Mm-hmm. And in the story, they described to have looked like a glowing white fog with the upper part of the woman with the wedding dress and long black hair covering one side of her face. The lower part was, like my dad said, a misty and foggy figure.
Wow.
You couldn't see her feet. And it said that it almost looked like she was standing on a cloud.
See, and it's crazy.
And that's what both my parents said.
Yeah, and there's like countless and numerous stories saying the same thing, that like exactly what she looks like.
Yeah.
And even my grandma has said the same thing, you know, like this is what this lady looks like, you know. So it's just like, obviously, like this is no legend.
Yeah.
This is like some like crazy figure running around Mexico, you know, like weeping for her kids.
So then guys, the family started praying, and soon after, the Llorona just vanished into thin air. Just like all the other stories that we talked about, how she just like kind of vanishes like smoke into thin air. The mom then later, she was like, you know what, forget this. She called the neighbor, and then they went to go pick up her daughter. Like, the daughter was just like having fun, not knowing like the traumatizing experience the family just had.
Oh gosh.
Yeah guys, but yeah, it said that the Llorona basically, she like targets its kids, like young kids, and she manages to take the kids, and it said that if she does take them, that they would later be found like drowned.
Wow.
Like near lakes or whatever kind of like water. Like, and that's creepy. Like,
it's obviously kind of like scary. Yeah, and like her soul isn't at peace.
Yeah.
You know, and to me personally, I think that like I'm no expert at this stuff, you know. So obviously like I think that she's just some demonic entity living in this like lady's body just because she's not at peace with herself after what had happened. She probably feels so much guilt because she killed her kids because of like she envied them, you know. And I think it's such a terrible story. It's just crazy that there's so many different stories of people seeing this lady, you know. It's just, I find it quite crazy, but this is like a story that's lived on for many ages through Mexican families.
And you know what's crazy? That the family ended up waking up with fever, vomit, and shivers.
Wow.
That states it in the story. We're not just saying it because to make it even scarier. No, like that's what they stated, that they woke up with shivers, vomiting, and a fever.
That's just
right after
insane.
Like that right after the night they experienced the whole Llorona thing.
See, and like that, I feel like that part, like the symptoms part, I don't hear that talked about enough, you know.
I feel like that's why I wanted to put that in this podcast, because you hear a lot of stories about the Llorona and they don't talk about that, and I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah,
she kind of like, I guess in a way, she drains your spirit.
Yeah.
I guess in a way.
What if she's like...
What do you think? Why do you think you would wake up sick?
I don't know. Because like, what if she, like her presence is near to like possess you, or, you know, to take over you, that like it's in that middle, you know, when she starts screaming and it's like surrounding you? What if that's like her like whole like little deal to get inside of you or something? I don't know.
Be.
Or like to like get you in a trance or something. I don't know.
Kind of like a hypnosis type thing.
Yeah.
To kind of like get you confused, and then like maybe that's what she does. Maybe that's her tactic. She's,
yeah.
You know what?
She's like, I'm gonna get you.
I'm gonna confuse you.
Yeah.
Get you a little dizzy, and then I'm gonna pick you up and take you.
Wow.
But I don't know. I'm a little confused about, not confused, but I guess I just don't understand how you wake up sick. Like, I want to understand that more. And if you guys know more about that side of things, let us know, because that's pretty interesting.
It is. It really is.
Because there's other stories that I read too that
they said
people
the same
woke
thing.
Up sick.
Yeah.
And I just find that crazy.
It is. I don't know. But overall, I do hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It definitely gave me like, you know, had me reminiscing a little bit about like myself when I was younger and terrified of this lady.
Guys, and if you haven't seen the Llorona, the movie, The Curse of the Llorona, remember we saw it in the movie theater?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Guys, that movie was creepy. And if you are, you know, are for our Spanish speakers. If you haven't seen that movie, go watch it. And it's going to creep you out just because of everything that our parents told us.
Yeah.
And if you're not familiar with the Weeping Woman, now you are.
Yeah.
It's aka the Llorona. So mm-hmm. we hope you guys, like Lissette said, enjoyed this story. And we hope you guys overall love this episode. And if you guys haven't followed us yet on TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook, go follow us at the Scaredy Cats, and that's Scaredy Cats with a K.
Uh-huh.
We have a bunch of videos. And thank you guys for the tremendous amount of support on TikTok, by the way.
We're growing every
almost
second.
Almost 10K.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, almost a 10K. But guys, go join the TikTok fam, and we'll see you guys soon.
Peace.
Peace.